Jim. It's Get This, winding up the week in fine style with myself, Tony Martin, sporting
a lethal array of double-sided daggers, fantasy blades and concealed sabres, favoured by some teenage street gangs.
That's right. It's a beautiful fantasy blade.
Who's that? That's Ed Cavalier, and he's got
the toothbrush, bed linen, and an energy-boosting meal of dried fish.
Right.
Wow. You're drifting.
Ready to go. And who's that over there pushing buttons? It's Richard Marsland, and he's surrounded by
40 shots of spirits, 5 bottles of wine, 2 bottles of vodka, and a case of beer.
Right. The great thing is, man, it's the weekend, yeah? You know what I'm saying?
Ready to go, would it?
Just to get my wits about me. I think the beer's a bit too much.
You guys got the stadium. Big plans for the weekend. I know you're...
No, no.
You're in Melbourne tonight, aren't you?
Dude, it's the weekend.
Well, I know where you're going to be. You're going to be down south Melbourne.
Down in Melbourne?
Tonight at 9:15.
Oh, man.
At the Esplanade Hotel.
Yeah, it's in a toy.
No, that's not true. It's going to be attending Gig of the Year, Root, Australia's hottest new band. Yes, going off 9:15. Front bar of the SB. It's free. It's free fun. That's what we're all about here at Get This.
How go?
Free fun. Just free music.
Yeah.
We love just busting out the tunes for no reason.
I know.
That G.R. Jack, he's back in the news.
He is.
And we've had an email from Clifford. He's saying, I just read.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Paul Clifford.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Clifford would have been a ludicrous name.
Yeah.
He's just read that G.R. Jack has lost his appeal. Any chance of a reprise? A reprise of the G.R. Jack song? I think we've got the lyrics somewhere here. I'm not sure if they're... still topical. This is from last year. Who does he look like, G.R. Jack? It's a lookalike. I'm really good at lookalikes, and I can't
crack it either.
The best I've got so far is Harpo Marx.
That's good. He looks a little bit like when Tim Allen was the Amish guy, for better or worse.
Oh, yes.
He's got a touch of that about him as well.
Yeah. Well, have you got the, because I think you do a verse of this as well, Ned.
Oh, yeah, I
do. Yeah. Got the music cue already?
Yeah.
So it's time for a salute once again to G.R. Jack.
Isn't it? A rib stick and a straight one. it's ribs for Jihad Jack's pleasure. Okay.
We know what we're talking about,
isn't it?
We know what we're talking about in here.
All right.
Is it time to move on?
Time to move on.
So much to get to today. Get this. Very good, Charlotte. That's floor anthem here. Get this on Triple E.
Yeah. Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Ah, you know, it's Friday, the weekend.
And getting all our ideas off the cover of My Bloody Valentine.
There it is.
Album cover.
There it is.
I'm really edgy and dangerous.
Does my eyeliner look all right?
You sure about that?
Do I look, does this look like it did in that clip they did?
Now, do I look morose or sad?
Yeah.
I don't want to look morose.
Yeah.
I want to look sad.
Mm.
Okay, you can look morose if you want.
We just sounded old then, didn't we?
Huh? Yeah, we do sound old.
Didn't know about the horrors. I should tell you, well, I am in a full-length tracksuit today.
Yeah, so that's beautiful.
I'll give it up.
Are you wearing fake tan, Ed Cavalli? That's what Megan Oren is suggesting.
What?
I've been watching you on Thank God You're Here, Ed Cavalli. Beautiful moustache work up the back.
Thank you very much.
Please put me out of my misery. Is that fake tan? It looks like a spray tan.
No.
It's just makeup.
Yeah, it's just makeup.
For on the telly.
Because you can't. My complexion is basically transparent. You don't want to see a skeleton with its jaw moving up and down and words coming out on the telly.
You've got to understand, when you go to our website and you look at the photos, they've already darkened our faces. We never go outside.
Never been outside.
Okay, what else is going on? Russell Crowe has some kind of documentary coming up, and Michael from Sydney, has contacted us via Matt Dow on the Pots and Pans MySpace page.
Really?
Did you know he had one?
I didn't know he had one.
Oh, hopefully there's a lot of his, Jive Bunny style mashups up there for people to download.
Some of his Rockhampton Community Radio work.
Yes. What was that show he used to do in his bedroom in Gympie?
Wasn't it Dow's Hour of Power?
Dow's Hour of Power. It was the talk of everywhere from the bedroom to the sunroom.
Wow.
Everywhere in between.
Fantastic.
Big hall space. All over that house in Gympie.
All right.
Back in the, I think, the 80s.
So what have they found this person?
Well, apparently Russell Crowe was on that, somebody on the NRL footy show, we're entering into the murky waters of sports.
Oh, I'm not touching a tone.
Don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, get the struck badge out of there, all right.
But I think they showed a clip. Would this have been last night?
I guess so.
Of Russell Crowe's new documentary series coming up on the ABC about the Rabbitohs.
Oh, I thought it was Shocking Bikers 3.
Listen to how Russell motivates.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen him doing any of his coaching with the footy players.
Yeah.
He really gets into their minds, gets them to stand up and say what they reckon. Listen to this clip.
I love you, but because I feel when I shake your hand, I somehow touch by your heart. I feel. But just as you make an effect on a football field, you make an effect in a community over the long term. Now I feel it deeply and greatly, and that's why I love you. Not stand up in somebody and tell them I love
you. No,
that's getting them working as a team, isn't it?
Such a beautiful man.
That's what we need in here.
I love him.
We need Russell to come in and get us to, sort of say what we really think on the inside for once.
Are you in love with Richard?
Rather than the sort of veneer of, whatever it is.
Fake hostility.
Turning on every day, naturally. I know Russell already has done a bit of this kind of work with our own Richard Marsalin.
I love him, but because I feel when I shake your hand, I somehow touch by your heart. I feel that the life effect can be over long term. I feel it. And that's why I love you. I'll stand up to somebody and tell my love.
After all is said and done, the race is not over. It's almost done. You're a winner.
Wow. It's good to have your support.
That's
how are we doing for time? Miss Hamilton. Oh, I think, is that a fifth finger?
Should we join a fizzle or something?
next, please?
Come on, something good. It's Friday. A new institute to help literacy in Australian soap operas.
Oh, at last. That's all coming up on Get This.
And what else are we doing here, Rich?
So much time.
Of course, not just to listen to Ace's pop, but also to dance to it. His costumes in their conveniently identical jumpsuits, busting out the moves.
That's right, that's the cue for 80s pop.
It's Get This on Triple M. It's Friday.
Yeah.
All jokes must go.
And they're 90% cheaper.
Brought to you by the Nissan Navara, with its huge pulling power, rugged good looks, four beverage holders, insane amount of storage space, and of course, on the weekend, you can attack the weekend as hard as you attack the workday. Don't we attack the workday in here?
What?
Have you got that segment we were going to do about the Institute of Soap Operas or whatever?
You want it? Do you want it? Rich has got other things to do.
Is this joining the German polar bear is something we're never going to get round to, is it?
I might have left it downstairs.
Might have left it downstairs. National program, people. Luckily, Richard Marsden is here. Who is Richard Marsden, you're probably saying?
Yeah, who is Richard Marsden?
He pushes the buttons on Get This on Triple M. And have a listen to this email I've got from Anthony Lepper. He says, hey, guys, listening to podcast 102, during the segment, Who's Your Favourite Sailor?
Great segment, yeah. Great segment. Who's your favourite sailor?
People been poaching that yet?
I don't know.
Oh, really pretty. There's a lot of talk, I reckon, on rival networks. How can we steal Who's Your Favourite Sailor? Mm. I heard Richard refer to Tony Soprano's boat, the...
Is it the Scugots?
It is. And what does that mean?
I think it means testicles, cojones.
Go a little higher.
Oh, the, oh, okay, right.
Apparently, as a fluent Italian speaker, Mr. Lepper, says, actually means penis.
Wow.
Or dick, derived from Richard. Add that to his many nicknames, Stugots Marsden.
I don't mind that one.
He's now a made guy. When are you going to open up the books and bump him up to captain? He can run his own crew. Let's get his name in the open credits. Forget about it. Unquote from Anthony Lepper.
Run the envelope, Lepper. Bring him down the bin.
Okay. That's the man.
Gangster news.
That's gangster news with Stugots Marsden.
When's the next series of The Sopranos coming out?
Yeah.
Like the final one.
He just waited until everyone's downloaded it off the internet first.
That's right.
Has everyone seen it yet? We've all seen it. We all know what happened.
Yeah.
All right now, broadcast.
Brilliant. Yeah, because in the last series, Vito was living with a man.
Yeah, sure was.
Up on the country, it was sort of turning into a version of Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, no.
Where are those coins?
Shower. With your pants folded, where are the coins?
Shower, please. From that show.
Just for the picture. Thank you. Drop that in later. You've got some actual news there, though, Richard. What's that about?
This is the big toy recall that Nikki probably knows about, being a mum.
Oh, yes. Serious. Lead paint.
That's right. High levels of lead in the surface paint of some Chinese-made toys. Mm-hmm. They include Sesame Street favourites such as Elmo, Ernie and the Cookie Monster, Dora the Explorer, Barney the Dinosaur. 43,000 toys, as a matter of fact, have been recalled.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Right across Australia, as part of a worldwide recall of almost 1 million toys.
Right.
So some of the toys, Sesame Street Shake, Giggle and Roll, Sesame Street Net Bag of Water Toys, Dora the Explorer Talking House, also the new shaped Skipping Rope, the racially offensive Don Rickles doll, Rickle Me Elbow, the Triple X Viewmaster, the Razor Sharp Mad Max Frisbee, and the Ed Cavalry Area Management Game, the Tamagotchi.
To the coin bird.
Absolutely right.
How's Bugger Me almost selling? That was never a popular one.
He's lead bad boy. I ate nothing but lead when I was a kid. And I turned out all right.
Did you have that same toy I had? Baby's First Lead Paint Menace?
Oh, lovely.
Well, that was taken off the market. All right. What about Kevin Rudd? Has he said anything's too cute by half lately?
Well, he might have given it a run last night.
Yeah, was anyone behaving hairy-chestedly?
Not yet. Right-wing and hairy-chested, too cute by half, too feather by half. Even some of that out last night.
Oh, well, have you got some clips?
Yeah, just the clip.
That's a practical solution. What's this to have? 6 weeks of correlation. There's a hospital in Devonport. I'm in trouble in the state of Braddon. I've got a $50 million
It's all
too cute by half.
So what they edited out is every time he gets too cute by half, there's a cattle crowd on standby.
That's a practical solution. What's Mr. Howard's? 6 weeks before an election.
Okay.
that what Kerry O'Brien said it on a 7:30 report?
Down to think.
And was John Howard watching that footage by any chance?
He was.
Yeah, what was his reaction to that?
Well, we've done on the buzz, Rich.
We're Rich.
How fast is he today?
Sorry, it's the weekend. Where's
the white pants?
All right.
Is that all we're getting from that? Yeah, it's a very short weekend. Dressed as the Borg from Star Trek? If so, I suggest the costumes be judged on a pissier the better basis.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Now it's interesting. Toasters strapped to heads, calculators glued to arms, yes, and so on and so forth. You could even hold a Borg fashion show. That'd get that promotions department off your back for a week or two.
Not a bad idea.
Okay.
All right, we'll think about it.
This is the meeting. We're having it on here.
Okay, then let's do it. Yeah,
we're going to do Borgus. It's already started.
All right, it's started. All right, everyone, listeners, we now can announce our promotions department, if you're listening, please get angry at me later. Yes, it's now Borgus. Send us a photograph, triplem.com.au, of yourself dressed as one of the Borg from Star Trek in the pissiest fashion you can.
Now, if you don't know who the Borg are, do you think there'd be anything on the internet about
that? Oh, Star Trek, I don't. You might have to get a book. So then there will be a gift or a prize, whichever they tell me I'm allowed to say.
Good, that's coming up. But what about tasty dessert suggestions?
No, what about things that have no right to be in desserts?
We'll sort this out next.
You can't take away their rhythm.
On Triple M and our gig of the year. Well, this week's gig of the year is happening in Melbourne tonight at the SB at 9:15. We will have a gig of the year for every state. Don't you worry, Brisbane. We'll be getting to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the election of Warwick Capper as mayor.
Oh, that's wow. Going to be a party.
Well, do you remember when Richard Marsden was calling up people and pretending he was Warwick Capper?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to replay some of that in the next hour.
Brilliant.
People have been asking. If you're looking for it on the podcast, it's on 110.
Word.
What was that again?
No. Guess you'll put music under it. I'll hear it later in the show.
Sure will.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just have to play some more Dean Dyer.
No, Dean.
Sorry, just the latest Root information. They're our band of the year, as you know. The album Root supposedly was out of the question. Apparently had some trouble. It's not going to be available for gig tonight. Rumours abound. This is a press release I've just been handed. Rumours abound that the famously reclusive album producer Meek Joe pulled the pin on the sessions at the 11th hour, claiming that Sony BMG were, quote, ripping off his ideas after he heard a test pressing of Shakira's new album, Did I Just Allude to Fellatio? I think that's what it was called.
Dear idea.
Now this album threatens to become one of rock's great unfinished albums alongside Smile, Chinese Democracy. When's that coming out? And Nickelback's legendary Nietzsche Explained. What is going on? Is true, do you think?
I don't know. You have to go to the gig tonight, 9:15 at the ASB to find out.
All right.
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I'm going to the gig.
You're going
to
be there.
And Rich, you coming?
Well, I would love to. I mean, I really would like.
But it's like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought this is okay. I mean,
well, it's not okay, Richard. But thankfully, I've got a team of stylists which are ready to fix you up.
Well, some sort of makeover, is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, let's see what they've got in store for you.
Chemical Romance here at Get This on Triple M around the nation where, yes, podcasts come thick and fast.
What do we have to check?
112 is going up today.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure what's going to be in there. It's not going to be pretty because it's one for the weekend.
stoners.
It's likely to turn ugly.
Spliffs at the ready.
Oh, don't characterise them that way.
Yeah, Charity, you do off air all the time.
Characterise them as stoners. I just say, if we don't have a third podcast for the weekend.
The stoners get very angry. They seem to bring incoherent letters.
What should I do? Sorry, because it's the weekend. You mentioned stacking your VHS tapes. Somebody has pointed out Serpico with Al Pacino. Great movie.
Great movie.
Finally comes out on DVD in Australia this Monday. As you know, that's been my standard one for years. How come you can get, you know, She's Out of Control with Tony Danza? How come you can get Joe Somebody?
How come you can get French Kiss with Kevin Kline doing a French accent?
What dreams may come?
Gone Fishing with Joe Pesci.
Seven Heads in a Duffel Bag.
Oh, you get that on DVD.
You can't get
The Calcium Kid, starring Orlando Bloom as a young white boxer who's going to make it big.
The Flamingo Kid with Matt Dillon.
The
Woo Woo Kid with Patrick. Dr. McDreamy Dempsey.
Pootie Tang.
Oh, Pootie Tang.
Favorite Wayne.
Pootie Tang is on DVD. Soul Plane is on DVD.
Okay.
You can't get Serpico. So that's finally coming out on Monday. What's going to be my new standard one you can't get to have a whinge about? Nashville. You can't get Nashville on DVD.
Serpico's with a young Jeffrey Tambor, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Really?
Is that Injustice for All, maybe?
Injustice for All.
Jack Warden on the ledge, I think.
Yeah. All right, we've lost everybody.
Sorry, guys. That's what we do. Enough of the podcast video gear. Why not climb Talkback Mountain in an all-new style?
Who's on the phone for us today?
Yeah, so we've got a playground for the floor store.
Hello, B. Sitting next to her is the and when Drive Bunny just went to air there, they had the two most baffled looks I've ever seen in my life.
Well, see, they don't understand classical music for young people. They don't remember it.
I can't believe the bunny hasn't made the jump. Chemical Romance has been ripping off the bunny for years. Everybody knows that.
All right, podcast 111, that's up there now.
Yeah.
Had a request. This would be from Jeffrey Chu. And he says, from now on, could you refer to podcast 111 as the Nelson or the David Shepherd?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm with you now.
In keeping with your Sheffield Shield theme, David Shepherd was an English international umpire who had a quirk of lifting one foot off the ground whenever the score reached 111. David, along with many other cricketers, referred to the number 111 as unlucky.
Ooh.
So check out the Shepherd. It's up on the internet.
No worries.
And just on Sheffield Shield news, Andrew Fisher says, favourite Sheffield Shield cricketer, name Les Darling. Closely followed by my number two, Rick Darling.
Rick Darling.
He used to like batting with Graham Wood.
Graham Wood, not to be confused with Australia's finest cinematographer, Graham Wood.
Darling Wood. Can people still send in their photographs?
TripleM.com.au, send in your photograph, or just send us the name of your favourite Sheffield Shield cricketer. We will track down a photograph. If there isn't one, we will go to their house and take a photo of them.
It's a spectacular gallery. It's
looking good.
Aiden Lizard's looking a real treat.
Can you tell I'm padding?
Yeah, I can, actually. Why?
Why would I be padding again?
I've been tricked. You've got no faith in my phone topics, Martin.
Well,
this is a good one. Stuff that has no right to be in dessert.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about this because I'm not a foodie.
And I know you are.
Nikki, you were telling me some in the office today. What's got no right to be in dessert?
Bread? Rice.
Bread and rice. Rice pudding and bread and butter pudding.
So
you can't just put the word pudding on the end of things.
Okay.
Stick pudding doesn't make a dessert.
So this has got to be things that you've really seen somewhere in a dessert. Not just made up stuff. You can go, an anvil. That doesn't belong in pudding.
Oh, hang on. Okay, I'm going to go with... man. I'm going to go with tips. Every time you go to a fancy restaurant and they rip you off with massive plates and no food covered in juice, at the end of the night, they're always like, would you like some dessert? Yes, please. Ice cream and waffles. Mm. And they go, no, no, no. We've got plates of cheese, not dessert. Or you can have the creme brulee. And you go, oh, okay, I'll have that because it sounds like it's actually got some taste in it. And you bring it out covered in sticks.
Like actual twigs.
Twigs. Good. Fancy restaurants are just trawling through parks looking for sticks for their desserts.
I have to say, I can't think of anything that I've seen in a dessert that shouldn't have been there.
Rhubarb?
What's wrong with rhubarb?
Not tasty.
Anything to contribute here, Richard?
One of the crackers? Well, my mum used to make sugar sandwiches.
Whoa.
Because growing up, they didn't have much money, so they would have two pieces of bread with sugar on them.
Okay.
That was a full sandwich. That was a full meal.
Couldn't afford the 100,000 sandwiches.
That's what Ali Sheedy ate in the breakfast club.
Yeah, sugar sandwich.
Absolutely.
And so she was never seen again.
Sheedy retired. I hear that Sheedy's out of the breakfast club.
Yeah.
27 years in the breakfast club. They've thrown her out.
All right.
Come on, get Sheedy back in.
Let's see how we go. Sorry.
All right. I'm not.
It's stuff that has no place in dessert.
I was cynical about where have you worn your tracksuit. That was gold.
Winner.
What was the other one that was dodgy? Something about
trolley fun.
Shopping trolley fun. That was unsafe, but quite good.
I loved it.
All right. Let's see what we get. Things that don't belong in desserts. 1-3-3-5-3. Get this on Triple M. We were almost at the weekend.
Saying that they were taking a leaf out of My Bloody Valentine's book.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, as long as it sounded intentional, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were getting at.
Don't forget Dance for Anthem by Charlotte Webb coming up later.
My Bloody Valentine, I'm stuck in that era of slasher movies.
And they were
My Bloody Valentine, Happy Birthday to Me, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Stab Through the Mouth,
yeah.
Terror Train. But that's not what we're talking about. No, apparently, we're going to get a whole segment out of things that don't belong in dessert.
Excellent, sir. What's got no place in dessert?
I went to a Chinese restaurant and I saw lychees in pig's blood jelly.
Really? Pig's blood jelly? Is that better than other forms of jelly?
I wouldn't know. I just wasn't really game to give it a go.
Okay, give it a go. Lee, did you go for some of the taro gelatinous puddings instead?
No, I tried to
far clearer from any of their desserts. Can I ask Lee, are you doing a soft shoe shuffle while you're talking to us? What's going on there?
No, just on my hands free.
Oh, on your hands free. Good on you, Lee. Some Bluetooth, for some deals to be made. I like that.
Thank you, sir. That's pretty disgusting. Who's going next?
Hello, Sue, how are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Excellent. What's got no place in dessert?
Chili chocolate.
Absolutely right, Sue. Why so?
Well, I was watching a lovely Foxtel food channel, and not only did they have chili chocolate, but they had hay-infused goat's milk custard.
Hay-infused?
Yes. He went to the farm, got this fresh hay when he picked up his goat's milk to make this custard.
Yeah.
And
so they've got to fill a whole channel. It's 24 hours a day. I must say, when you mentioned the Foxtel food channel, Ed was just wistfully looking off into the middle of this.
I had a feeling he was a Foxtel food channel type of guy.
It's just the close-ups of the roasts.
Oh, insane. Oh, I keep it clean, everybody.
Thank you, Sue. G'day, Wayne. How are you?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Thanks, Jordan, bro. What's got no place in dessert?
Well, I'm thinking, every Christmas my mother makes a humongous bottle of trifle.
Yeah.
You've got your delicious custard, your delicious jelly, your delicious cream. She's got to sink a sponge cake into it.
Yeah, and it gets... Now, Wayne, I agree with that. Is this because it gets all soggy and just sort of becomes... It's like a... It's like a kitchen sponge that's been there too long once you start eating.
Exactly, mate, exactly.
Yeah, how many years has this been going on?
Oh, ever since I was about two.
Yeah, and you can't say something to her?
No.
Do you want to see Sims?
No, I'm afraid not. It's always out there within in the lovely frosted decorative bowl every year.
It's just one step away from tofu, that is. It's so true. It's not food, so true. Thank you, Wayne. G'day, Samantha. How are you?
Not bad, thanks.
All right, that was good. Glad to hear it. What's got no place in dessert?
Beef juice ice cream.
Beef juice ice cream? Hang on.
Really fancy steak restaurant, really fancy. One steak is even priced on application, and they had this beautiful, I think it was a chocolate sponge truffle thing with beef juice ice cream.
So hang on, smirk it. So they've got the truffles and all of the dessert things, and then someone's wringing out a steak over some over some ice cream. Is that what you're saying?
I have no idea.
Is it like the cracked pepper shaker?
I wanted to try it.
I don't want to try it either. Maybe it's like the cracked pepper shaker. So they'll bring a steak to your table and say, beef juice on the ice cream, sir, and just wring it out in front of you.
No, that's disgusting. Bring me the awful sorbet.
Samantha, amazing. Thank you very much.
You're very close to the lunch hour, Ed.
Okay, Kerry, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm shocked by the beef one. What do you think's got no place in dessert?
Oh, chocolate-coated ginger or anything with sultanas in it.
Yeah.
No, chocolate-covered sultanas are seven shades of wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Really? What about the ginger, Kerry? What's your problem with the ginger?
Oh, no, disgusting. Fancy, you get a beautiful piece of chocolate and you bite into it, and how disappointed are you when there's ginger in the middle?
So true. It's like hiding medicine. You feel like a dog with pills in the middle of your food, don't you?
I think something has to be done about that. Ginger in chocolate sultanas.
Oh, dear.
I say take them all out and hang them all. I know what Judge Roy Bean would have done.
Well, there you go, Kerry. You've got Tony going AM. He must feel strongly about it. Hi, Alison. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ed. How are you going?
I'm excellent. What do you got for us?
Well, it's a bit along the trifle line. It's called summer pudding, but it's essentially just white bread with the crust cut off and berries and juice all through it. It's not even cooked.
Execute them.
It's sort of like soggy bread. It's an accident. It's not a pudding.
I hear that. Alison, I hear that. What?
I'm so compelled to phone you guys because I've been outraged by summer pudding for so long.
And you couldn't get on to Lawsy Star about this, could you?
No.
Jonesy, not interested. You bring that stuff to us.
There's no chance now, is there?
No, that's so true. I'm glad you had an outlet, Alison.
I appreciate it.
No, I'm glad you got it off your chest.
It's often been said about this program, that's not a pudding, it's an accident.
Yes.
The accident continued in the next year. Thanks to everyone who called, and you were right again, Ed Cavalier.
Bang.
It's almost like any dopey idea you say would make a good phone topic.
In the podcast, can you cut out the word dopey?
Good work, everybody. In the next hour, look, I think we've been neglecting our Queensland listeners.
Too long.
What's going on with that Kappa campaign? How's that nude car wash going?
Has it ever rained?
What's the latest at Ripley's? Let's find out as we welcome George McIngrove.
The most popular young
brought to you by the Madison Navarra, huge pulling power, rugged good looks, astonishingly capacious beverage holders as well. What about George McIngrove? The nuttiest callers come from Brisbane.
I know.
I can't explain why.
They're the nuttiest people.
They're on the source.
The macadamias.
They're on the source, you say, yes.
I know that that's true.
People outside.
Your fellow countrymen.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no. Don't look scared. It's okay.
When I grew up in Brisbane, yes.
Yeah.
Everyone was on the source.
Bus drivers. Public officials.
I used to live in New Farm. Everyone was on the source there in the
80s. At least. At the very beginning of it, New Farm. I like this. This is as close to infidelity as I'm ever going to get.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No.
Working with three blokes that aren't my normal three blokes.
I would have to say, I don't know this for sure, but I'm just assuming that every other three bloke group on this network is blokier than this three here.
Yes, you're quite right.
My microbat looking good.
It's looking good, a little bit pretentious.
Is my monocle still in bloke?
about this snifter of brandy?
It's Richard Snuffbox that worries me.
In a wheelbarrow. On the camp.
Aren't we all? It's the weekend. It's almost the weekend.
Oh, no, you thought we were going to bring in the
rugby. I'm out of new tweet.
All right, we're out of touch. Just go all in those style.
We've got a lot to get through in this hour.
Man, more camper update.
Man's
coming back. We're going to be kicking Richard into us from his ball.
Excellent. Fantastic. Look out for my snuff box.
You're not going to lie. The mini red
snuff box. Inappropriate sleeping arrangement.
That's the segment of the show.
What an hour. It's going to be a Get This. Duran Duran on Planet Earth here at Get This, the second hour on Triple E. That's the show everybody's talking about.
Since 11 o'clock yesterday.
Is that right, Mr. Abbott? Well, don't worry. We've got a really good hour. We've got a lot of stuff prepared here.
Not to put this on a point of a shit happens, Tony.
Oh, please. The old people and their language. George McEncroes. What's going on up north?
There is so much happening in Brisbane. Well, we've got to do a bit of sport.
Yeah, that's my
job. The Broncos are having a 20-year... I think it's the 20th anniversary of the Broncos Football Club on Sunday.
Wow.
So you'll have already organised your box set.
We're sending them a box set of DVD of The Wire Series 1. Yeah.
George Dallapresh, you've got a
box set. There'll be a little bit of panto, a little bit of a pageant.
I believe they've been working on their pantaloons all week.
Maybe Webb Hill do a tight five or...
He could.
Glenn Lazarus and Gene Miles, or
surely
Tutu
tumbling
for everyone for the 20th, isn't it?
They like to tumble. They tumble for you, I believe.
Willie Kahn will be there.
I mean, it could be. I'm not sure.
But Willie Kahn's there.
Okay.
Michael Hancock.
Paul Hoff.
The name. Will Meadow Like Lemon be there?
Who is that?
Oh, sorry, it's from the Harlem Globetrotters.
They
can do it, Queensland. I saw them in Brisbane once.
I did as well.
With Cal the Black Bell Bruton.
Yeah.
That's someone from Brisbane, isn't it?
Was that at the entertainment set at home?
I think it was.
Brilliant.
I think it was a Triple M, in those days, FM 104 promotion.
Mm.
I was there dressed as Howard Jones, giving away synthesizers. The 80s, that's what we did at Triple M.
Well, bigger than that, scarier even than that. It's Peter Beattie a bit anxious today because, you know, they're merging all the councils in Queensland.
Yeah, now, people who don't know who Peter Beattie is, how would you describe him, Ed?
All hat and teeth.
All hat and teeth.
And a touch cabbage patch doll.
Yeah, sorry, isn't it? Cabbage patch
little buttony eyes. Anyway, my sweetie Peter Beattie, as I like to call him, he is a bit scared because all the people in Noosa are coming down from Noosa.
Yes.
And he's going to, there are 10,000 people in crushed white linen with gold jewellery with steaming hot lattes who are coming to confront the Premier today. With a huge poster.
And what's this about?
And about merging councils. Noosa doesn't want it. They don't like it. They don't like it. They're pristine up there. They don't want to be bothered by the filth. They're sort of an elite area, and they don't want to be locked
in. So if you're looking to rob houses, Noosa's probably the place to be.
Today, about now, actually. The coast is clear.
But that sounds like a statewide issue. If it's councils, I mean, it should be handled on a municipal level. I'm thinking Mayor Ed Harris should get involved. Maybe he should work a peace deal.
I think
Ed Harris find time to be the mayor of Brisbane. In between shooting Hollywood blockbusters. We've never worked that out.
He is the man of many, many talents.
George, they still have my favourite piece of furniture we ever had when I grew up in Brisbane. The white bamboo frame and the sort of hessian green cushion in the middle to lie on and get shaped.
I don't know. That doesn't sound very comfortable, though. I've not seen one.
Warm in summer, freezing in winter.
Everything you want.
Uncomfortable all year round.
Well, I'll tell you what they have got in Brisbane, and that's the Brisboards. Yes, they get this billboards. We've never had billboards before in the history of the show. I can't walk out the front door of my house. The door is like wedged closed by a giant Will and Limo billboard. We've never had billboards, but suddenly they started popping up in Brisbane.
And Rich got in. Look, he's in.
Richard sort of white-handed his way onto the billboard. Get this. And you see, they've got one of these quotes up here. Tony Martin's the one who should retire, Tony Blair.
Oh, that's old Tony.
We submitted a whole lot of, lines for the billboard. They were all rejected in favour of the Tony Blair one.
What's your next?
Well, this is a beautifully sizzled it.
Look at Pacey
skipping.
Pacey Kimberly, they call him.
That'll be next.
I'll get this.
To be a hero, workers, follow me.
Thank you, John Lennon and Green Day with Working Class Hero here at Get This Around the Nation. Just quickly, Richard Marsden, I don't want to get you to do your John Lennon voice again, but how's your Gordon Brown coming along?
Gordon Brown.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's it.
But he looks like Terry Jones.
Yeah.
Yes. I know that's your favourite expression.
Yeah,
so you hammer your thumb instead of the nail.
Golden Brown.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Give it a bit of a Harry H. Corbett sort of twist to it.
Golden Brown.
Golden Brown.
All right. Sorry, this is nonsensical.
Take your thumbs out of your suspenders.
Not a chimney sweep.
George, make that cry. Make that bow tie top spinning while you're at it.
Anything
too funny.
I'm trying to get with the young people with my spinning bow tie. George McEncroe is here from our Brisbane.
Time you paid me some attention.
Ooh, yes. Well, our billboards are sort of looking down at you, looming everywhere in Brisbane at the moment.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'd say the quote is, Tony Martin's the one who should retire, Tony Blair.
Yeah, out of date, though, Tony.
Great.
What this down on our billboards? The money's gone up.
Well, I'm suggesting people should graffiti them with other things.
Oh, you're asking people to deface our billboards. Does that happen with...
incitement to violence, incitement to... Right.
We got
pilot riding.
Does the people attack your signs and billboards, the Brisbane K?
I believe they do, and if they haven't, then I think they should get cracking.
Yeah. We got into a lot of trouble years ago on Martin Malloy. There was huge billboards up saying, Gary Sweet, Big Sky. Mm-hmm. And we're going, surely the word sky could be changed to something else. Surely. And the best one was simply Goog. Gary Sweet, Big Cook. That was the one we gave the prize to. And the police arrived.
Fantastic. But, Tony, you've got some... We had some other ideas that didn't get out for the billboard.
Well, because you need a little quote, and then it's by someone that the idea of the billboard.
What did you have?
Originally, the Will and Limo people did it, so I put for quotes...
they've stolen this idea off Will and Limo.
Will and Limo.
That's still on, Jimmy Barnes.
I hope you're not going to use this quote on one of those billboards, Nelson Mandela. The Queensland farmer. I like this one. You can always tell a show's in trouble when suddenly there's a really big sign. Tony Mark.
Please explain.
Yeah, okay, sorry. We couldn't get permission from me to use that quote.
It's an unnecessarily large photo, but at least you can't hear them, Kerri-Ann Kendall. I made 12 films while waiting for them to come up with a funny line. Steven Seagal. Isn't that tall one the bloke who got sacked from the KFC ads? Carl Stefanovic. It's a great show, apart from the bloke with the glasses, the tall idiot, and the other one who keeps butting in. Sir Ian McKellen. Queensland farmer. And finally, the tall one is all hands. Dame Judi Dench. Oh, that's actually... That's right, that's just a piece of courtroom testimony.
Yeah.
We thought we'd buy the right to for the billboard.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the Brisboards up north.
Get to facing.
What else is going on up north that we've been neglecting?
I think I've pretty much covered up on everything that's happened. Well, there's a nice footy match on tonight. Yeah, it's very hot. The summer has come. Yeah, the winter's gone.
Perfect for a nude car wash, I would have thought.
Nude car wash, gone. And I like to think that I'm responsible.
Are you serious?
Sure.
Because they've shut it down.
I heard they...
To the best of my knowledge, it's gone.
Someone who lived up the road sent us an email saying they've got rid of the car wash component. Now it's just porno parties.
And that's fine by me.
Mm.
It's people cleaning for you with their clothes off that just takes it to a new level.
It was okay in the birdcage.
The birdcage?
Thank you, Zaria. In the birdcage.
Oh, right.
Agador.
Yeah.
Don't know about that.
Luke Tyler. Ooh, some film.
Oh, yeah. One Night at McCall's. Great scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
He couldn't get the microphone fast enough, could he?
He couldn't. God, I'm guessing that one's going to be have tracking problems when he gets to that scene on the VHS at your house.
What are your theories? It's Liv Tyler washing a car, but from the perspective of four different characters, so it just gets more and more sexier as it goes along.
What's she wearing?
Well, not much at all.
Yeah. See how we move. Look at George. Look.
I'm suddenly very uncomfortable.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
No, we've been normally highbrow.
Yeah. We're trying to get
uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've lowered the tone some.
We're breaking it up.
It's just, yeah.
gown dressed as a nun and look at the way you carry on. I don't understand it.
No, that's just that's disgraceful. We can't condone that sort of filmmaking at all.
No. The car wash is gone.
It's gone.
Mm.
Okay, what about the CAFA for Mayor of the Gold Coast campaign?
Now, that is gaining some traction.
Really? Is there a lot of grassroots? Well, I mean, I know it's maybe a novelty to us down here, but are people in Brisbane and the coast maybe just sick of Warwick there?
No, he's an underdog and he's a visionary, quite frankly. And I personally will be, you know, the deadbeat dad thing. I think there are problems there, but I think we can overlook them. It's Warwick, after all.
Yeah, he's been really, he's been beaten up by the current affairs shows, hasn't he?
Always.
He's throwing a phrase deadbeat dad around.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Warwick, he's provided convincing testimony to the opposite, hasn't he? He was a number of, well, near sentences, I think, the other night. And we're going to play, we're going to have a listen to to the Kappa tape later in the show. But in the meantime, we've got important topics to get to. Don't worry, this will get you back outside, George.
Okay, good.
We'll clean it up.
Yeah, please.
With inappropriate sleeping arrangements.
Dancing their hearts up, scoring lots of internet fans.
Around the nation on Triple M, George McEncroe is here from the Brisbane Cage.
Oh, and that's a big thing.
She was saying that people who work on the Brisbane Cage don't know what Richard Martin looks like.
Greg Sullivan, one of my very funny on-air colleagues this morning, is having about 40 guesses at your appearance. He has no idea.
Trying to put together an identity.
He was, and I said, you can't just keep guessing.
And what was the first one he said?
The first one was short and bald.
And when you said that to Rich, he did look horrible. I was like, Jesus, what's that? Well, people in Brisbane can now know what Richard looks like because he's up on a giant art billboard.
The best way to describe Richard is he's a mix of Alexander Downer and Sophie Ellis Bextor.
Thank you. Wow, that's the longest pair of fishnets I've ever seen.
You're very handsome, Richard. They're just jealous.
Thank you, George.
George was having a crack in my wardrobe the other day.
Mm, really? He said,
I'm a Kruger jumper.
We're talking about how I wear the same jumper pretty much every day.
Yeah.
It's a bit creepy.
It's Freddy Krueger. And I said, but guys can kind of get away with wearing the same thing every day. And she looks me up and down and says, well, some guys.
Yes. The Bond, for example.
Bond is fine. See, we're old enough to remember the Bond. Ed is just totally unimpressed by the Bond.
It's disgusting.
He's a creep. Yeah. And not even good looking.
How did she describe him, Ed?
Well, he's a 35-year-old man that hangs around with school kids demanding that they come and join him in the toilets. That's from his hair.
That's what he did. He was such a cool guy. Andrew Kite, one of our Brisbane listeners, has gotten out of the house to go and have a look at the new billboard. He's steered up now with 100% more margarine. As soon as he saw them, he proclaimed to the world,
this is dizzy stuff, folks.
Doing the full rest. Okay, enough of that, because our topic today, it's another Cavalier special. What is it?
Well, it's a McEncroe Cavalier.
It's a combo.
Joint.
Oh, you're involved, Miss George.
Oh, well, McEncroe.
I'd like to walk away from this. Should it go south?
Don't abandon me now, George.
Okay, baby, let's
go. You're in for the goose.
Okay.
You want to announce?
This is your dilemma.
Do you
want to go? No, you announce. You announce. Okay. You got the
whiteboard. Sleeping arrangements that are just not right.
Mm. Does that make you a bit sus?
Yeah,
that's Anna Nicole Smith and that old bloke. Okay, that sort of stuff.
That's well, you can go there.
There was a mate of mine that was going out with a girl in Sydney, and every time he stayed at her house, her massive dog would sleep in between them.
Mm. What's wrong with that?
Time.
That's not really acceptable.
Time.
I don't like a dog.
If you were trying to get amorous in the evening, you don't have to fend off an attack dog.
Yeah, but, you know, there's moments when you might want a huge, like, giant Labrador the size of a 44-gallon drum just sitting on your bed.
What?
On the end of the bed is good.
Oh, you're on the end. You mean, like,
head on the pillow.
Under
the
covers. Okay, yeah, right.
Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Wow. Hang on, no paws in the mouth.
Under the covers is fine for a funny photo.
No, not
for a birthday card. Not just the paws over the sheet. No. That is hilarious.
We're talking every night. And then I remember I had a family holiday. Never. If you're listening, listeners, which you probably are because you're listening, never go on a family holiday. That's my advice.
Yeah, you will.
Who's
up? No, my family. I'm saying, if anyone from my family invites you, just say no.
Why?
Well, we went on a holiday too, because we wouldn't go to good places. We'd go to, like, the Grafton truck stop. And when we got to the Grafton truck stop motel, we all had to sort of, you know, bunk in, something like that. And I remember my mum and my cousin, when I was 12, and my cousin was also 12, and it was a dude standing in front of me going, you have to sleep with one of us in a single bed. Who's it going to be? I mean, there's no win in that situation.
No. You can offend somebody.
And you get to brush up against somebody.
You get to brush up against someone all night.
Yeah,
you've got kids, George. Do they like to bunk out, you know, if they're a bit of out in the garden?
They would love to sleep outside. And, in fact, I would love them to sleep outside. I just don't think the chickens would like them sleeping out.
Right,
they've got to have their respect. As for the kids, they sleep in my bed, which I don't really encourage. But they do it from time to time.
How old are they?
They're now 9, 8, 6, and 4.
Wow.
And I said every time, shows me out. 9, 8, 6, and 4. So they sometimes come in and sometimes we find that we've actually had all four of them.
Wow.
Between my husband and I.
Okay, but that's not
we don't plan that, but I know people who've built beds to accommodate.
Oh, really?
I mean, that is just giving in at such a rate to your kids. So you think, Mel, just empty your wallet, pull out your hair, and just go, just take it. Bugger, you've ruined it. Bugger, I give up. Walk away.
John Howard and all the Howard kids just in
one
big wide bed at the Hawks Nest Motel where they used to go every year. We didn't have inappropriate. I do remember coming from a family like Ed's that I did move out of the house into a new house I'd made out of fridge boxes in the back garden. And it was an instant back installation made from Justice League of America comic.
Brilliant.
It lasted about 2 hours before I was back in the house.
Yeah. Did it rain?
It rained and it sort of imploded.
I tried to live in a box in the backyard and it rained almost immediately.
Inappropriate sleeping arrangements. Do you have any, Richard Martin?
Over a couple of Christmas holidays, my uncle used to work on a sheep station and the jackaroos had the shearer's quarters.
I think some questions are going to be answered.
And so when you stayed over, you had to go and stay with the jackaroos in the sleeping quarters. Although, and you would take it in turns as to which person would sleep in the horse float for the night. I did that a couple of times. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was kind of the family. No. If you count the exclusive brethren as a family.
Okay, we've covered all bases. Let's see what the listeners have got to offer. Call us from anywhere, including Optol. 1-333-53. Get this on Triple M. George McEnroe is with us from the 4000 postcode district.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know what's going on up north. Are there people involved in inappropriate sleeping arrangements?
There were.
I imagine there would be.
Well, there weren't for half that song, but thankfully they've come to it. And hello, Richard, how are you?
Not too bad, guys. Yourself?
Excellent, sir. What happened?
Last year of high school, back in high school, Invercargill, Tony White Nolan.
Oh, down south.
Were they...
down south, yes.
Below Dunedin, even.
Yeah, we used to skip across the icebergs in winter just to get across to Stewart Island.
Oh, fantastic. But that's hardly an inappropriate sleeping arrangement, sir.
I was living at my grandfather's for about 6 months and was supposedly staying at a friend's place drinking one night and... He thought, well, that's all right, Richard's not coming home. Change of plans. Ended up going back to his place, to my bed as such. And it was an old-style lock, whereas if you keep the key on one side, you can't fit the key on the other side.
Right.
And I got locked out, so in the end I had the garage key and ended up sleeping. I'm about 6'2" and 100 kilos, sleeping in the back seat of his Daihatsu Shiraz.
I guess that's inappropriate. Spacious. Wow. And are you still getting on?
It was his birthday yesterday. I gave him a heads up and said g'day to old Jimmy back in NZ.
There you go. Happy birthday to you, sir.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Richard. G'day, Earl. How are you?
How you going, guys?
Excellent, sir. What happened?
Yeah, I just, you know, kind of did the old, I'm sleeping over at my friend's place, and he said he was sleeping over at mine. We were out all night playing up as young 12, 13-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And we ended up sleeping in the bushes outside the 7-Eleven on milk crates. So, nice milk crate marks on our butts from sleeping on the floor.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what did you do to create like a flat bed of milk crates, like a single bed?
Just, they're all stacked up outside and kind of just... lined them all along the bushes there, kind of hidden in the bushes and had a bit of a nap.
Yeah.
Right. So tired to fall asleep there. So very, very tuckered out.
Mind you,
wasn't that good, especially the other guy that we dragged out of his house, but it was a bit inappropriate because we actually sent the fire brigade around to his place to get him up.
Oh, yes. Inappropriate use of the fire brigade will be next week's time, Tommy. Beautiful. And if you want to see that sleeping technique demonstrated, you can usually see Greg Fleet out the front of the 7-Eleven station here. Who's next?
Hi, Graham. How are you?
How are we both today? How are we all today?
We're all good.
What happened, sir?
Truck stop.
Ooh.
Yes.
inappropriate sleeping actions. It's haunted. I woke up in the middle of the night with the headlights on and the flashes on. Heard people run across the back of the truck, go out to have a look, come back in, get into the sleeper, and the pillow's on the other side of the sleeper.
I don't want to offend you, Graham, but it wouldn't be the enormous amount of amphetamines you just had. That would be nothing to do with it, of course.
None at all.
Okay. But this is the same Grafton truck stop that Ed Cavalier once went on a family holiday.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of reports about it.
And so other truck drivers will confirm that it's haunted as well?
Yes, and other caravan drivers and a few other people I've spoken to there. I ended up moving away from it.
Really?
That's a very, very frightening story. A moving pillow.
I think we're going to have to do our very...
The headlights are on.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't like that.
We've never done an OB on this show. Maybe the first one is going to have to be from the haunted Grafton truck stop. Thank you very much,
thanks,
Graham.
Graham. G'day, Lucas. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks, mate. How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. What happened?
Oh, well, I don't know if we can follow the haunted truck stop, but... yeah, look, for me... Me and my cousins, when we were little, we started at my cousin's place, and there were like six of the cousins. The little kids, because they weren't enough beds, we had to sleep in the cupboards.
Standing up?
What's that?
Standing up, or how would you work?
There were shelves in the cupboards, and the doors would be just open enough so that your head could have enough room to breathe.
Three Stooges style, like in
the... Yeah, Three Stooges in the drawers. Yeah.
I used to have to sleep in the dishwasher.
The lady Susan got around from time to time. The look of... George is a mother of four, and the look on her face...
I'd have to renovate. I've got a dishwasher and cupboards.
Now you're going to get kids going, wow, what would it be like being in the dishwasher? It'd be like the water slide. It went wild.
We have time for one more.
Alex, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. What happened?
I had a friend of mine, male, who I'd previously had and then he was dating, he ended up dating very seriously one of my friends. All had drinks at her house one night, and her entire house was getting recarpeted the next day, so there was no furniture apart from there was one double bed left. I ended up having to sleep in a double bed with my friend and her boyfriend, who I'd previously been with.
They're all getting very glassy-eyed.
Did I see pictures of that on the Zoo website? I think you're in the booty bank this week.
Well, congratulations, Alex.
Oh, well, I think I know a lot of letters to magazines that start like that.
Yes, you're getting the house recarpeted. You wouldn't believe what happened next.
I thought it would happen to me. That's all great. Thank you, everybody who called.
It worked. Thank you, listeners, for coming to mine and George's aid.
We built it and they came.
Absolutely.
Just lacked one element.
There was no Warwick Kappa.
Yeah, that's true.
That'll be rectified next to get there. Now, Brisbane often is sitting in. We've been getting behind Warwick Kappa for Gold Coast. Well, premier of the
and
Gold Coast.
And I hear on the grapevine on the Gold Coast that he's very happy with the support that you've been giving him.
Wait a second.
But some people are treating it as a joke, you know, and he's a voice. He's the pork eating. He's a visionary. He has plans, and some people have just been taking the piss. But he's really happy.
He's serious about it. But we do insist that he wear the meter-made gear and a stash with Mayor written on it for the entire term.
If you don't have a stash, you're not a contender anyway. We all know that.
Full price for support. But Richard Martin here last week on the show busted out some gold from his own personal archives. This is something he did about 10 years ago on Adelaide Radio. What did you do? You had Warwick Kappa in for an 80s weekend.
That's right. We had an 80s weekend. We thought, who better to represent that and be the corporate voice than Warwick Kappa?
Yeah, he is 80s.
You can't get more 80s than that. And so we had him come in and record a voiceover session for some of the promos and some of the things that we play on the station over the weekend. And then what we thought we might do is, take them out of context and just call people at random, using some of the phrases from the things that we've written for him and also some of his bloopers and what have you from the voiceover session.
Nicely explained, Richard Ellis. Hear what happened.
As we open the cover fire. Okay, first off, I called respected journalist, broadcaster, newsman, also a huge footy guy. He'd love a call from Warwick Kappa. Here he is.
Hello.
Hi, this is Warwick Kappa.
Right, Kepper.
Five.
Stir an inch.
All right, that's good stuff.
What are you calling me for?
At which point I hung up. I was young, I was nervous, I was new in the industry. I didn't want to make any enemies at all. So next up, TV legend, showbiz guy, gold leggy winner, Mr. Don Lane.
Sorry, take it easy.
I'm sorry, I can't come to the phone right now.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. The thing will turn off in a minute.
I see, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Warren Kepper.
From where?
Remember me?
Yeah, sure.
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
Well, that's what they say.
All right, that's good stuff.
What can I do for you?
I hung up again. I was young. I was green. How about Molly Meldrum?
Oh, yes, he loves the phone call.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Warren Kepper.
Warwick, how are you, mate?
Remember me?
I do.
It's hard when you can talk quick. Remember.
What?
This is Warwick Kappa.
I do. How are you?
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
All right. So where are you? What are you doing?
It's funny how I get that remember.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hi. Oh. Molly hung up for me.
Doesn't want to reminisce?
How about politics? Natasha Stott Despoja.
Oh, we remember her.
Hello?
Hi, this is Warwick Kappa.
Yes?
Hi.
Hello.
Remember me?
How are you?
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
You are well remembered, but mostly for the shorts.
Happy with that? All right, that's good stuff.
Can you tell me, like, why I'm getting a call?
No, we can't. Let's move on. How about George Tanikian? Great news, Rita. Wonderful Australian personality.
Vicky, just hang on half a second, will you? Just one sec.
Is this Warren Kappa?
Right. What are
you up to, buddy? Remember me?
Yes, I do.
It's hard when you can talk quick. Remember. It's funny how you get that. Remember.
I remember.
Yeah?
What are you up to?
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
Where are you at the moment?
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
You certainly were.
Gee, thanks
a lot. The swans, the helicopters, and the women.
Right.
In which order?
How's that? Is that good enough?
That's pretty good, mate.
All right, that's good stuff.
Where are you at the moment? Where are you?
Okay, I'll catch up with you again.
No worries at all, mate. All the best.
Hi. Remember me? George Tanikian was concerned. How about a living legend, a national treasure, singer-songwriter, James Rain? James Rain, a huge fan. Very nervous.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. This is Warwick Kappa.
Warwick Kappa? How are you going, Warwick? It's James Rain here.
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
Oh, okay.
You know, my long gone months.
Right, yeah.
I was the biggest thing in the footy field.
Right.
Remember me?
Yeah.
You happy with that?
Yeah, sure. So what's this about?
Gee, thanks a lot.
So what's going on? Sorry?
Good enough?
Sorry?
You happy with that?
Yeah.
All right, that's good stuff.
Hello?
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
Yeah.
I was wearing tight shorts, I was flying around in pink helicopters, and a bright pair of new fellas called Bros had the world at their feet.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is Warwick Kappa.
Yeah, hello, Warwick. This is James Rain. What can I do for you?
Not in Brisbane, there is a page in Melbourne, and the fight is being in Sydney.
on the phone with me. Of course, Cecilia on the phone. All the knob jockeys around the network. We love your work. Everybody calls in and emails and takes an interest. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to visit the website. Thanks for going up there in our key frame. What was our key frame?